morning.
Okay. Anyway, I was whining Monday about, you know, why does this have to happen? Why does that have to happen? And I've been brought up pretty much, and I've even heard in churches that God won't put too much on you, you know, or he won't put you in a place where you, you know what I'm talking about, y'all? God won't give us too much that we can't handle. And it really doesn't state it, but it doesn't state it that way. It says that we get to a point where we go, God, I can't handle this anymore. But what the circumstances become overwhelming to us, and it feels like everything's crumbling around us and we're falling apart, but we've got to realize that God is always in control. And what happens lots of times is we feel like God's not with us because things are going wrong with us. And we think, God, this is just too much. I can't handle this. God wants us to depend on him. And sometimes we are in a circumstance where it may never change for us, but we still got to keep praising him and knowing even Jesus, you know, he told God he couldn't handle it. Why have you forsaken me, Lord? And, but that's just not true. I hear people all the time, well, God won't give me too much to handle, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, there's lots of things in our lives that's hard to handle. Absolutely, especially during this. I talked to Elise the other night. Well, I talked to Isabella, and she was, Grandma, you know, so sweet. And when Elise got on the phone, he just started boo-hooing. Because he misses his friends. He wants to be, he doesn't understand all this, and he's a worrier. And I try to guarantee him that God loves you and trusts you, and you've got to depend on that. So even if we go through things that we feel like, it's okay to say, God, I can't take this anymore. God will send somebody in your life. He will surround you by people that might be encouraging to you. But, yeah, there's going to be really, really rough times, and we're going to feel like we can't handle it. But that's okay. We're all going through something in our lives. We have that prayer request that we keep praying, please, God, please let this happen. But you may be stuck in your circumstance for some time. God will get the glory for whatever you're going through. And that's the testimony that he picks us as warriors to do and get through things that we need to do. And sometimes it seems like we're in that saga forever, like God's just not going to work this out. But there are times that you're going to feel like God's going to give you too much. And it's okay to say, God, this is just too much. You know, it's kind of like on The Price is Right. You tell them what the, it's the, oh, y'all don't even watch it probably, never mind. So you try to get the price on a car, and they go, no, this is too much. It's okay to tell God, hey, this is too much. I give up. God knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly how everything's going to work out. The good thing about God is when I was just a thought about my daddy to the day I die, God can see my whole life. I can only see what happened in the past, which we should leave it in the past. I can only see what's going on today. I don't have the promise of tomorrow. I can only pray for tomorrow. But it's okay if we're still in the trenches sometimes. It's okay. God's showing us something. God will give you the tools to get through stuff. You can't just ask God to take you out of something. He's not going to do that because we won't learn. If he just takes us out, we don't have that knowledge of how to handle situations. When things, you know, work out real easy for us, sometimes we don't depend on God, we depend on ourselves. Well, look what I did today, and blah, 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 blah. God has got to get the glory for everything in your life. You should want that to happen. So our testimony is that we're going to hang in there, we're going to get through stuff, and if we feel like we're still in the trenches, just text somebody, message, hey, say a prayer for me. If you can't pray, the Holy Spirit will pray for you. So, yes, God will give you too much to handle lots of times because we're human and God is supernatural. God is omniscient. I can't even talk today. God is everywhere. He knows everything. And then that happens. Again, thank you. I'm just slobbering here. God. know everything. But it's going to be hard. Nothing's good enough until we can get through what we need to get through that God shows us. And things you're going through today will help somebody else along the way. And we are warriors. We're not weenies, like I was whining Monday. You know, we're warriors. God chose us for this war. And we've got to fight. And like I said, your situation may not change for months and months and months and months. But it's okay. Don't give up. Keep praising God and ask people to help you if you need that. So that's what God laid on my heart this week. I had to go through stuff before I tell somebody else it. But the encouraging thing is God will never forsake us. God's always here. God knows everything. God sent his son down to do for all of my sin. And Jesus died for me. So I have resurrected life with him. I get to see people in heaven one day. I mean, we should be hopeful. And we should pray for a president. I know a lot of people don't like him. But, you know, hey, we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for people that are in power. And we need to use our common sense. And that's all I had today. So, Father God, thank you so much for always being with us. Thank you for giving us the knowledge and the wisdom to handle situations. Father, please help us to know when we need to ask for help. And Father, sometimes it does just seem like way too much. And if we get to that point, I pray for an extra ounce of love and mercy from you. And I just want to encourage all my brothers and sisters that this too shall pass. And one day things will be so much better. And we will just think on this and know that, you know what, God was there the whole time. In Jesus' holy name, amen.